Hi, I'm Nick Fillingham. I'm here with Amy Stevenson. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Nick.
Now, Amy, where are we?
We're currently in the acquisitions area of the Microsoft Archives here on corporate campus.
Now, Microsoft is a relatively young company, about 35 years old, but you guys have a lot of stuff.
We have 65,000 items that range from software to hardware to actual books and documents.
Okay, Amy, so apart from archiving and documenting the actual products that Microsoft releases, you guys also keep a collection of some fantastic elements about Microsoft culture and promotions we have around campus. What are we looking at here? This is quite famous.
So this is actually the countdown sign that was on Microsoft campus while they were building XP. And so days remaining to RTM would change every day, and everybody could see how many days until we actually got the product sent to manufacturing. And we also have a great photo of Bill in front of it. So it really has a lot of meaning. And then at the ship event, they sign a lot of the things that they've had out for display, for instance. So this is one of the things that was signed at the ship party.
And then what happens is obviously a few years later, they decide there's no space for this in their building, and so it comes to you guys.
Absolutely, and sometimes we say yes.
And sometimes you say yes, like with the big giant Crimson Skies model plane here in the foyer.
Yep.
And what else do we have?
This is actually just an example of one of the things that might be in a campus lobby during the time that a product's being developed. Or right after it's shipped and they want to start, you know, getting a little excitement around it, they might have a big product box hanging out in the lobby for a while. That's where this one came from.
Great. And this sign, Wild Goose Crossing, can you explain that to us?
Sometimes there are things that are actually really specific to the team. So This is something that was in the hallway while they were developing Windows 95 of Brad Chase's office. And so Wild Goose Chase actually refers to Brad. And on the backside, you'll see that it's actually a Windows 95 sign.
Very cool.
So this is just one of around 15,000 images we have in our digital image collection that's available for employees to search online. And you can see here's 520 in the photo. This was probably taken in about 1984, right before they did the campus development project. And the yellow out areas where buildings 1 through 7 were supposed to be built. People were curious about what might be in this area up here that sort of looks like a quarry or some sort of industrial zone. But it turns out that this was where the Redmond dirt bikers used to hang out.
Okay, Amy, so we're on our way to the vault. Before we get to the vault, we're in this room here, which is your processing room. So that leads me to the question of how do you get your stuff? Do you go and acquire it? Do people bring it to you? What happens?
In most cases, people are cleaning out their offices or their garages at home, and they decide, you know, we've got some stuff that I've been saving forever, but I can't store it anymore. And they say, you know, hey, do you guys want this? I usually ask for a list because I don't want everything coming in, but a lot of times it's the easiest thing just to have them bring it all over and then we'll process through it. But also we do go out and actively acquire things. So today's software, whatever shipping today, we're actually buying from the company itself and from international locations so that we have it in the collection for when it's needed.
Now in this room you have a really amazing assortment of different things. I see trophies, I see certificates, I see some old computers and keyboards and monitors and then, you know, folders. I mean, you literally collect anything and everything with relevance to the company.
That's right. And it's a big decision to decide what is actually going to be used and what's not going to be used later on. And it's really an art form. It's not something that I can just pull somebody off the street to say, hey, what do you think is useful to the history of Microsoft?
All right, so we're heading into the vault. Do we need any protective gloves or suits of armor?
Well, just in case, we'll go ahead and grab some gloves in case you want to touch
anything. Let's do that. So, Amy, here we are inside the vault where all the most precious documents and items are kept. Now, it's a little chilly in here. Tell us about the temperature.
We do try to keep it under 60 degrees and under 50% humidity because that's the best storage environment for long-term for magnetic media. But really the most important thing is keeping it at a constant temperature. The thing that'll hurt these sorts of items most is actually changes in temperature and humidity.
Now, in these drawers here, you have some schematics, diagrams. I believe you have some old maps of campus, is that right?
Yeah, we basically have some of the old building diagrams for instance, Building 16 here. But also, because these are sort of an odd format, we also keep things in the flats like the mouse schematics. These are the schematics for the original 1983 mouse.
So these are the original schematics, one of a kind, for the very first computer mouse.
That's right.
Wow, sitting right there. All right, Amy, so this is one of the most secure buildings on campus. It's fireproof, bombproof, less than 10 people kind of have access. What's one of your favorite items that's kind of here in the archive?
Oh my God, guys, I found Microsoft Bob. It has a Geo Safari, a financial guide, email, a checkbook, it's everything.
You know what, Clint, I think you're more excited than I am. I'm gonna let you take over from here.
Thank you.
So Amy, what did we actually pull down?
So one of the things I actually got out of my office, I'm not going to lie, but this one is one of my favorite artifacts. It's actually every employee on campus got one when we moved into buildings 1 through 4, which were the first campus buildings. And so it had all the information about where you could get your food, where the library was.
Okay.
But we also used it for its maps in the back when we were doing some research for somebody named Tina from Channel 9.
Yeah, I think I know who she is.
She's working on where Bill's office used to be. And so I happen to know that it was in Building 4 because I actually used to sit in the same spot that Bill's office was when I was in the library. And so here it is right here. It says exec. That's where Bill's office was. I'm not sure where exactly, but Lake Bill is right over here, and my office used to be right there on that corner. So along with that, you know, that was one of the things that employees got on move day. The other thing that we have is this really cool t-shirt that everybody got. And we actually have a photo of Bill wearing it. So this, everybody got to wear this t-shirt. It says, "I built Microsoft and survived."
Oh, nice. It even has the old school Microsoft logo.
That's right. That was our logo from 82 to 86, the Blibbit. So that's kind of a cool t-shirt. I think we just got this in because the other one was on display for a long time.
Cool.
And then the last thing I wanted to show you guys is this really cool thing that we got from one of our first employees, one of the first 5 employees, Rick Weiland. His estate actually had us process a lot of his old stuff. Mm-hmm. And what we got from him was this great map of the Albuquerque floor plan. So the company started in Albuquerque in 1975. Which some people don't really realize sometimes. But this is a floor plan of the first office that we had in 1978.
Oh, wow.
And the best part about it is it shows my office, so that's Rick's office. But then it also has, in January we'll extend this for Bill and maybe another person. So it has Bill's space, and the reason that Bill is not actually in the office yet is because he was still at Harvard.
So, Amy, thank you so much for showing us around. However, before we go, can you show me the biggest product Microsoft's ever shipped?
The biggest one?
The biggest one.
Well, you know, since software is what we're about, let's go see it. This piece of software that we have is the Microsoft C++ compiler with the full Windows Software Development Kit.
Wow, that's a big box. Oof, that's real heavy, too.
Can you lift it over your head?
I don't think so.
Well, then I guess you can't be an archivist because it's part of the job description.
Well, thank you so much for having us, Amy.
I'm really glad you guys could come out, and I'm sure you'll be back again sometime soon.
Yeah, first I gotta hit the gym, clearly.